Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Excited about this podcast. We're going to talk about is why teams don't perform well. I mean, why is your team failing? We can keep going all the way down. I love sports, and it's college football time, and it seems like the usual suspects always are great at the end. Have you ever noticed that? And the teams that you thought would lose do lose. Have you ever noticed that? You kind of follow them. You know who's going to be there at the end, and then you kind of look at their coaching staffs, and you know that they just know how to get their team ready. And then when you watch the NFL, it's the same thing as well. Again, I want to talk about why your team is not performing as well as it could. Okay, what ends up happening is we set these big goals when the year starts and we wonder why, you know, nothing's been hit. You know, now we're getting into the fall. I mean, we're, you know, November, Thanksgiving. Gosh, it went by so fast. And we're looking at the goals we had for the year and we're like, why didn't we hit these? What keeps my team from being high performers? And I'm going to take you through just, you know, five things that's probably preventing that. And then I'm going to do another podcast on what produces high performance teams. So, all right, why do you have a low performing team? Here we go. First thing is you don't have a clear goal. And I know that sounds, you know, it's so simple to create a goal, but it really isn't. It really isn't. Number one is the goal has to resonate with the team. Okay? It has to be, you know, it has to resonate with them and they have to understand what it is. Some people will communicate a goal and nobody really understands what the objective is. So when you communicate a goal, is it clear enough that a 12-year-old could understand it? A 12-year-old would say, that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're, if I sat at the dinner table, you know, somebody would say, man, what is it we're trying to achieve at our company? They go, you guys are trying to do, you know, $10 million in revenue. You're trying to increase sales, $5 million. You're trying to add a new location. You're trying to sell 25 franchises. Whatever it is, it's just not a clear goal. And when it's not clear, it doesn't resonate with anybody. Number two is, okay, you set the goal, but it's not realistic. It's not realistic. Okay, if your team won one game the year before, your goal to win the Super Bowl is probably, you know, that sounds great. You know, we always want to win, but it's not realistic. A team that won once is probably not going to win the Super Bowl the next year. It's probably not going to be, you know, national college football champions. And I'm an ambitious, optimistic guy. And I've been in sports a long time. But the goal is not realistic. The goal should have been, our goal is to have a winning record. Okay? Now, guess I got good news. Sometimes you can make more than one goal in the course of a year or in the course of a season when things go as well. But you set a goal that's realistic. If your company, you know, is fighting to a $500,000, next year we're going to do $5 million. No, set a goal to do $1 million. Set a goal to do $1 million. I believe that our brain has a way of rejecting what it believes is ridiculous. And I know some people may disagree with that, but I do believe that your goals should stretch you, but have a hint of realisticness. Because you may be really optimistic, and I am, and my goals would probably frighten my staff. So I don't quite even share what I'm thinking with my team sometimes. I'll actually take them back in my journal and show what I wrote down, and they'll be like, wow, I can't believe that. Okay, but I may, when I communicate the goals to the team, I make them realistic. See, to me, I may have this massive goal and I'm going to have to achieve 4 incremental goals to get to where I want. See, my goal is to be, let's say, to win the Super Bowl. But my first goal is to have a winning team. My second goal is to win our division or to win our conference. And maybe it's in our third year that we win that. Okay, that's realistic. My brain won't reject that. So your team will reject a goal that's not realistic. And when you don't have a clear goal and your goal is not realistic, number three, you have no buy-in from the team. They're not buying it. They're not behind it. They don't believe it. They're not excited about it. They don't think it's reality. They think it's ridiculous. They'll say it behind everybody's back. If anything, you know, they'll get more people. Isn't that crazy goal? He ain't going to be a part of it. Yeah, he wants us to do it, but he, you know, you lose the team. But if your goal is clear and your goal is realistic, then you have buy-in. I think we can do that. Number four is there's inadequate resources. So you have this goal, okay? It's realistic, and you even got buy-in from the team, but you don't put the necessary resources. You don't put enough manpower in. Like, I learned this year that I've been doing crews where they were understaffed. And I really realized that this year that adding an extra player on each team created an incredible force multiplier. And our numbers are unbelievable, making more money than we've ever made. But I had staffed them a little weak. And now we're overstaffing. Because of, you know, it's hard to hire people this year. I went crazy and wanted to hire. And I not only did I want to hire, I wanted to put helpers, I wanted interns, apprentices. I wanted to overstaff. I wanted to build depth on my bench system. Well, we're able to reach the goals that I set this year because I put enough people in a service company. People are, you know, you make money off of people. Okay. Did you put enough money? It takes money to make things happen. Is there enough time allotted to make it happen? You've got to give the necessary resources, okay, for your team to achieve, you know, these big goals that you set. So if your team's not performing at this high level, I guarantee it's one of these five that I'm sharing with you, and it's probably multiple of them. Next is the strategy is flawed. You got the goal, but okay, goals are great, but how are you going to achieve them? A goal without a plan is a dream. Okay, a goal without a plan, it's just a dream. It's a wish. Every goal I have what I need to do or who I need to make it happen. So this, you created this goal, but did you put a strategy with it or did you just throw out a goal? It's naturally going to happen. No, what's the strategy? What are the resources that are going to be needed? How did I communicate it? Is it realistic? Can I get buy-in from the team? That way everybody's behind it. Now, when you have all that, okay, it's going to go into the podcast I'm going to teach after this, the second one that's going to be really, really good. But what is keeping your team from being high performers? I believe it's these five things. You do not communicate the goal clearly in such a way that everybody understands it. The goal is not realistic. You don't have buy-in from your team. You've inadequate resources. You've not given the people, the money, the time allotted to achieve this goal or these goals. And then finally, the strategy is flawed. Nobody buys into the strategy. When a coach draws up a game plan and the team's like, that ain't going to work. You ever notice how Bill Belichick does so well? You know, it's funny. You know, he doesn't have Tom Brady right now, but he's got a rookie quarterback in, what are they, like 7-4? Because he's very good at finding your weaknesses as a team. He creates very good strategies. That's why he gets great buy-in. Okay? So, again, I want your team to perform at a great level. So communicate better. Make it more realistic. Create some buy-in. Give them the necessary resources. And create a strategy that they can win with. No flawed strategies. This is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, equipping, encouraging, and educating, you know, entrepreneurs from one side of the globe to the other, top 50, and it's going to be close to 75 countries here soon. Every time I go on and look at the ranking, we're in a new country that I didn't even know existed. Thank you for listening. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you need help with your marketing, you're not getting enough sales, enough leads, enough eyeballs on your site, reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com.